for classic radio listening. Airchecks.com.
Okay, we're going to take the Solid Gold Records, put them in their little beds, and tuck them in with their satin pillows. And then Dick Biondi will wake them up in about 10 seconds, and they'll be all cranky, and they'll be spitting up. And all right, he's a mess, man. WCFL, the voice of labor, 1 o'clock, Chicago.
Oh.
Just in time for
Dick Biondi.
Hello, Chicago. I'd like to dedicate the first song of our three-hour get-together to Mighty Mouth, who was on between 6 and 10 this morning. The Castaways and Liar, Liar.
WCFL, and the beat goes on.
From the Dick Biondi program on the third day of January 1969. Hello, Chicago. This is Elvis Presley. If I can dream. Three-day weekend for you on CFL.
There must be lights burning brighter.
Let's hear one more, my Elvis Presley.
Let me be. Love, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Number 1, 1965. Number 1, 1967.
My green tambourine.
Number 1, 1968.
Put your hands on your heads.
WCFL, the original solid gold sound for Chicago, presents for the first time on one album, 21 Heavyweights of Yesterday. Solid Gold 1965. Solid Gold 1966.
Come on, people.
One album, a million memories. The Big Ten Summer Gold Album. Available wherever records are sold.
Dick Biondi on a three-day golden weekend reminded you cerebral palsy is brain damage. The body just doesn't work right. Training helps, but training is costly. You can help. Give to United Cerebral Palsy's 53-minute march, January the 12th. Sly and the Family Stone, the Dick Biondi program, CFL Big Ten, everyday people.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can't.
To the Hudson River with Freddie Cannon, just opposite New York, Palisade Park.
I took a walk in the dark. I see a place called Palisade Park. Palisade Park.
Freddie Cannon.
Come out of Palisade Park.
Big Ten.
You go to Palisade Park.
3 days solid gold weekend. Dick Biondi with you, sunny today with a high of 3 to 5 above. Here comes some bubblegum music. Everybody start chewing now.
WCFL News. Contract talks in trouble. After a meeting with the school board this morning, Chicago Teachers Union President John Desmond said, apparently the board wants the teachers on the street. Desmond and the House of Representatives of the union meeting at 2 this afternoon, where Mr. Desmond will report on the progress of the talks and possibly set a strike date. That date, of course, would have to be approved by the full teachers union in a meeting next Monday. 9 degrees at Marina City.
Mother, if your child seems to be coming down with the flu, better call your doctor. And remember, St. Joseph Aspirin for Children is the best relief you can give for fever and pain. In a nationwide survey of children's doctors, those replying recommended St. Joseph Aspirin for Children 4-1 over any other brand named. And youngsters prefer its pure orange flavor, accepted willingly. So when your child gets a cold or the flu, give him pure St. Joseph Aspirin for Children.
When your child has a troublesome cough due to a cold, St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children will speed welcome relief. It was specially created for children's special needs. You can depend on St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children to suppress your child's cough quickly, effectively, yet gently. It contains suppressin, better than codeine because it's not narcotic. Yes, Mother, you can trust this specialized relief. Get St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children, specially created for children's special needs.
Two different pairs of robbers hit for thousands of dollars today at the R.R. Donnelly Corporation. Two masked men lay in wait for the office to open, and when it did, bound a clerk and the manager and got away with $25,000. Then, two armed men hit the Colonial Currency Exchange over 2719 South Halstead and got between $3,000 and $4,000 there. At the Vatican, a native of Cicero, Illinois, 46-year-old Monsignor Paul Marcinkus is among 12 new bishops to be consecrated next Monday. Monsignor Marcinkus, a top papal aide at the Vatican. In Washington this morning, Senator Edward Kennedy defeated Senator Russell Long of Louisiana for the post of Assistant Majority Leader of the Senate. Long said he could have beaten anybody but a Kennedy.
While I had Senator Kennedy outgunned in the United States Senate, he had me outgunned in the United States.
Senator Long says Mr. Nixon better start worrying right now about Senator Kennedy in 1972. In Washington, Secretary of State Rusk has called on both the Arabs and the Jews to exercise restraint in the Middle East. At Miami, Florida, the crew of a big Eastern Airlines jet hijacked to Cuba has flown it back with 14 of the 140 passengers on board. The others will be brought back later. At Cape Kennedy, Florida, Apollo 9 headed for the launch pad at Cape Kennedy in preparation for a flight next month by the Apollo 9 crew. In Boston, a huge oil plant in Boston Harbor has been ripped by a series of explosions. In the National Hockey League, the Boston Bruins moved into an apparent Eastern Division first-place tie with Montreal, took New York 4-2, Canadiens losing to Pittsburgh 5-2, Blackhawks tied Philadelphia 2-2, Bobby Hull, wired jaw and all, got goal 26 for the year. WCFL weather sunny today with a high of about 10 above. Clear skies tonight with a low between 8 to 15 below zero. Tomorrow fair with a high of about 3 above. The outlook for Sunday cloudy, only slight moderation. Winds from the west at 16 miles per hour. Temperatures in the northwest suburbs 6, southwest suburbs 6, downtown at Marina City 9 degrees. Howie Roberts, WCFL News.
Dick Biondi.
The night was clear. And the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down.
Big Ten WCFL, and the beat goes on.
Well, you just heard Stagger Lee with Lloyd Price from the year 1959 on a three-day weekend. Dick Biondi here till 4. This is B.J. Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling. Listen now.
I can't stop this feeling.
Big Ten WCFL, where the news is Tennessee.
Dick Biondi, and a thank you to all the beautiful girls and handsome guys looking in outside at us today, looking at CFL. By the way, if you haven't got anything to do, call 222-1000 and say happy anniversary, Patty. Today's our anniversary. Supreme's Reflections.
Through the mirror of my mind.
WCFL, three-day solid gold weekend. From the Supremes to the Doors, come on now and touch me. CFL, the voice of labor, 129 Chicago. We're going to take a trip heading southwest to where those pretty little women are.
To Kansas City, here I come.
The Dick Biondi program from Wilbert Harrison in Kansas City to Mr. Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman. Great song coming up. Listen.
I am a lineman for the county.
A big three-day weekend, sunny today with a high of about 10 above. The Dick Biondi program from CFL.
Big 10 WCFL. Solid gold.
From Buffalo, New York, the year was 1902. The Rockin' Rebels, Wild Weekend.
Size up, size up, size up, size up. The bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Measure your morning news in depth, not width. Pick up the modern size Sun-Times and take on the world single-handed.
Size up, size up, size up, size up. The bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
The 76th Illinois General Assembly opens January 8th. In Sunday's Sun-Times, you'll get insight into what it could mean to you. First, Sun-Times political editor John Dreisky sets the stage for the entire session. Then political writer Burnell Heinecke tells how this session, headed by a new governor, could affect taxes, labor, education, and other areas. Two in-depth looks at the 76th Illinois General Assembly in Sunday's bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Size up, size up, size up, size up. The bright one, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Sebastian MC's a teen concert Saturday night at 8:30 featuring David and Peter, the Hot Fudge, plus special guest stars at Oaklawn High School, 95th and Southwest Highway. Tonight, Jerry G. Bishop appears with the Motown sound, the Fadeaways, and Maria Ioana Brass at 8 o'clock at the Aragon Ballroom. Dick Williamson appears with the fabulous 10th Dimensions and Zero tonight at 8 at the Blue Village in the heart of beautiful downtown Westmont. For further hop information, call 222-1000. Chicago Commons works every day of the year to meet the urgent needs of Chicago's inner city neighborhoods. Send your contributions to Chicago Commons, 915 North Walcott in Chicago. Here's one we'll dedicate to all you guys and gals that have been walking today. I'm so tired, the Beatles.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink.
Tell me why, two in a row by the boys.
And there you have it, part one of WCFL Chicago and Dick Biondi. That goes back to January 3rd of 1969. Hang on, part two will post very soon. Hang on.
Greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.